Proclamation number 5260 of 25th of November, 1951. Distributing and passing on the gift of grace beyond. A full measure of my grace will be granted to you if I myself speak to you and you have the evidence of it in your hands. You, my children, need much grace and strength because you live in the midst of an environment where the gifts of grace cannot find access, and because you should also give strength of grace to your fellow human beings so that they are not unable to help themselves upwards. I provide you abundantly with grace and strength, always in view of the fact that you should hand it out because you are surrounded by immense hardship and poverty, and I can only alleviate this hardship through you. Therefore, anyone who is richly blessed by me also has the duty to pass on what he receives. This is to explain the mission which you, my children on earth, have taken on through your willingness to help. The need is truly great, on earth as well as in the kingdom of the beyond, among the souls which have departed from earth immaterially. To help all those who suffer spiritual hardship is the greatest work of love you humans can accomplish for your neighbor. If you now have a visible sign of my allocation of grace from above in your hands, then you will also see from it that the rich treasure of grace has a most extensive purpose, that you should work with it yourselves, and that I therefore give so much because you should distribute it again, and that therefore every activity pleases me which applies to the distribution of that which my love supplies to you in the richest measure. I constantly want to give to all people on earth and to the souls in the spiritual kingdom, yet only open hearts can receive. And you, my servants on earth, should open the hearts of your fellow human beings. You should prepare them so that they willingly accept what I now offer them through you. You shall be mediators between me and them. Every, even the slightest willingness to help is blessed by me. And consider that I myself have shaped your earthly fate according to this will to help, that therefore, if you want to serve me and help your fellow human beings or the souls in the beyond, everything will now also approach you such that you can help. Consider that I myself will create opportunities for you where you can successfully work for me and my kingdom. I know people's hearts. I also know the state of the souls in the kingdom of the beyond. I know when the time has come for their resistance to weaken. I know to what extent your fellow human beings are still willing to accept my teaching of love, how much faith they still have in me. I know what they all lack. And when you speak to them, I speak through you myself and choose the words which are most likely to find their way into their hearts. You are only my instruments which I have to use in order not to make people unfree. But you can also be the mediators between the souls in the beyond and me. If you interpose yourselves with your love and create the connection between me and them, you can help everywhere where you are only driven by love, where spiritual need takes pity on you, for I provide you so abundantly with what they all need, so that you only need to hand it out in order to provide everyone abundantly with the strength which helps them to ascend, for they are all powerless who surround you because they feel your strength and want to participate in it. Help wherever you can, and know that the spiritual hardship is considerably greater than the earthly hardship, which will end one day, whereas the spiritual hardship will be taken over into the kingdom of the beyond. Therefore also remember those who are already on the other side, who only have you in your intercession, if they are to accomplish the first transformation of their being. Remember them and also hand out to them what you so richly receive, and know that you can always be certain of my blessing if only you lovingly endeavor to alleviate spiritual hardship. Amen.